Now, in terms of our new business, the items that have previously been postponed, Mary, can you read the first item? And we're going to rush through these.
Okay, this is a motion from, now you, let's see, maybe everybody doesn't have it. No, I wrote it out here, this is fine. Lydia Brazan moved to increase the National Election Supervisor's hours from 120 to 160. The financial impact is approximately $1,000.
$1,000 a month?
Excuse me, Lonnie, what is the financial impact?
It would be going to 4,000 a month from current 3,000 a month.
4,000, and how many months are there?
Assuming on the starting date, if you assume the starting date is August 1st, August, September, October, November, December, 5 months.
Okay, that's a $5,000 budget impact.
You gave me one.
Is there any debate?
I only read what you gave.
Well, yes, but my motion at the time, was just postponed, was that this would, we are assuming this is going to go to the Finance Committee for, so I wanted just an approval pending the whatever adjustment.
So you want to refer this question to the Finance Committee?
Well, it comes to the board, but it'll be at the pleasure of the board. But I think that the question on the table is whether or not the board is now being asked to mandate this.
I just heard her say she wants this referred to the Finance Committee.
It would come. I assumed that was required.
Okay. If you, yeah. Well, actually, we did. We have said that you can't bring to the board something without review by the that has a financial impact without review by the Finance Committee.
Well, so, no, but we have in the past we have moved something pending. We have.
We moved something
pending the tweaking or the final adjustments by the Finance Committee so as not to hold it back and keep going in circles. I am moving that the board in principle approve this pending the good judgment of the Finance Committee. We've done this before. I don't remember what the wording is that we've used.
I think we held things back pending a financial impact statement, not review by the committee itself.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, well then let's just move to vote for it then, whatever the amount is.
No, my understanding of our existing motion says you can't come to a board meeting and pass a budget, even a thing that changes the budget, even if you have a financial impact statement, if it hasn't been reviewed by the Finance Committee. The only question here is whether if the board can approve it now, and if the Finance Committee approves it, it takes effect immediately or it would have to come back. My own feeling is that it should always come back to the board for board discussion after a Finance Committee recommendation. But, I'll leave it to the maker to...
Right, okay, so the maker is saying if we approve it today and the Finance Committee approves it, that it goes into effect immediately. We have a very short period of time. This is not a long-term permanent employee.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second the motion.
Okay, it's open for debate. Seeing no debate, we're going to go to a vote. Is there any objection to the motion?
No.
Seeing none, that's adopted. What's the next item, Mary?
If I can motivate it, which is that I move to increase the advertised salary for the executive director position from $80,000 to $100,000 a year. Based on the fact that this is the informed opinion, not the $100,000, but the increase, informed opinion of all of the search firms that we interviewed, and including headhunters. I also went to salary.com and entered our job description and came up with a minimum of $100,000. So, based on that, I think that it is affecting the quality and the number of resumes that we're receiving.
What does salary.com say about directors? No, it's
second.
Point of information.
Yes, Ray.
Did I hear from 8 to 100,000?
80.
From 80. Okay. I was going to vote. No.
Point of information.
Sarf?
Is this a personnel committee's recommendation?
Oh. Well, what happened was we didn't have quorum at our last meeting, but we had long discussed it, and I queried at this meeting every single member of the committee, and every single member agreed. So
is there any member of the personnel committee who disagrees?
Clarification, it's the ED search committee, not the personnel.
The ED search committee, thank you.
Okay, ED search
committee. Yeah, ED search committee, and the CFO is on that committee as well.
Does anybody on the search committee object? Okay, is there any further debate on this? Yes, Bob. And then Michael.
Yeah, I must respectfully disagree with this motion. We had a similar debate in 2005 when there was an opening for executive director, and I appreciate the difficulty of finding highly qualified people at salaries that are below the norm in this field, but every salary at the Pacifica Foundation is below the norm in the field. And part of what we do here is to attract people who are not strictly motivated by the salary. I think at a time when we're facing severe economic retrenchment, layoffs at two stations, and other cutbacks, I think it's not the right way to be dealing with our existing staff to say that in order to attract an executive, we're going to go into the six-figure area. So I would make an amendment in keeping with the motion passed by our LSB in 2005, which is with a little adjustment for inflation. At that time, we called for the cap to be put at $85,000, and so I would now move that the cap be at, or the advertised amount be at $90,000. And I would note that the wording, I think, in the ad is at least, I think it says currently at least $80,000, something like commensurate with experience or some wording. Someone can verify this if that's correct.
No, I don't.
But if someone has a copy of the website posting, I recall that language.
Salary,
okay. Hang on. Before I go, I'm very nervous about the time we're about to take, so I'm asking for people to be short to the point, and let's get the options before us and vote them up or down. I want clarification on his question about the status of the current.
Right, I think it just says salary on there. It doesn't say at least. And also, when I inputted into salary.com, these were nonprofit salaries. And the other salaries for lower people were commensurate.
I just want a clarification about our job statement. Okay, is there a second to Bob's motion?
I second it.
Okay, the amendment is open, or the substitution is open for debate.
Point of information regarding Bob's motion. Did he?
Yes.
Did you have a cap of 105 in there, or do you simply say shall be 90,000? I wasn't clear. You spoke of a cap, and then you also gave
whatever the wording is of the main motion, just parallel that.
Okay, so you simply want to cut it down to 90,000.
Right.
Okay.
Information?
Yes, ma'am.
What is the time in terms of the discussion on this item?
We actually didn't set a time. We should do that.
Call the question?
Second.
Anybody can call the question at any time. Okay, it's been seconded. Is there any objection to closing debate? Are you calling the question on the substitute or all pending questions?
All pending questions.
Okay, is there any objection to the closing of debate? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. All those in favor of letterer's substitution to change the amount to 90,000 at a maximum, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4. I count 4 yes. No? Opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Opposed. Seven.
No. I just
wanted
to vote in the affirmative. Yes. I
didn't
vote, so I'd like to vote in the affirmative.
Okay.
Her hand's up now, but it applies to the thing you just
asked. So it's 5 yes. It's 5 yes, 6 no.
Point of something, information, order. How can we
can't
give
hear
a,
you, Michael?
Sorry. How can we give a task with pay rates of this is a point of order, I think. How can we give a 20% pay raise in effect without sending it by the finance committee?
So that you know that this is going to take effect in fiscal 08 and yes. Will have to be approved as part of the budget process, so it will come back before us.
But in the meantime, we posted the job with that amount.
Okay, how are we rediscussing something we just voted on?
Okay, we
don't know the question.
Excuse me, quite correct. Excuse me. No, we're in the course of voting.
Five,
we haven't
yes,
done it
no.
yet. There's been
okay.
a. There's been.
Point of information.
No,
we just
about the vote.
Vote.
Yeah, you want to change your vote?
I had abstained.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. We're going to call the vote again. I'm going to call it again because there's confusion right now. All right.
Change your vote.
All when the debate in the corner is over, we're going to revote this.
Kids.
But based on what I've just heard, I want to ask the question of whether the board would like to revisit its decision about closing debate.
Yes.
Okay, all those in favor yes. of closing debate, please raise your hand.
Everybody whose hand is supposed to be up is up.
It's real.
No, Mayor.
I think we understand.
Some are up. Oh, that's, there you go. All right, the hands I see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Okay, all those opposed to closing the debate.
1, 2, 3, 4, 4 no.
Okay, so debate is closed, yes.
What about my point of order, though? Did you rule on that?
The point of order was a question about changing the budget part of this year's budget, so it's going to have to be incorporated in the next year's budget, so it's not out of order.
But the motion is against our policies.
Please use the mic.
The motion is against our policy.
The budget is going to have to be recommended and approved by the National Finance Committee.
But we're hiring somebody based on this salary. In effect, we have to honor what we vote on here.
Lonnie, no, hang on. No, we're not in debate. This is a point of order, and I'm trying to resolve whether or not this motion as it exists now is in order or not, not whether it's a good idea. Lonnie, what's your opinion of this?
If you advertise a position at that salary, and are higher at that salary, you have obligated the network. And if you advertise the position at that salary, 80, 90, 100,000, and a person accepts at that salary, you have obligated the network.
Okay, then given that, I'm going to find in favor of the point of order that we're not authorized to pass this without review by the National Finance Committee under our existing rules.
May I ask another question then?
Yes.
Okay, because we don't know what we would be negotiating with an executive director, and we have no idea what that person would be bringing in, also in terms of whatever, increased revenues based on whatever it might be. So when we negotiate the salary, we're going to run that by the Finance Committee?
I'm going to take it that this matter is referred to the Finance Committee now. The Finance Committee will be meeting before our August 24th teleconference. I assume you will not be negotiating a salary with someone the board has not even selected before we next meet. And therefore...
to advertise so that we
I understand, and what we're saying is no, we cannot authorize that advertisement until it goes through this procedure because of the budget impact.
Mr. Chairman, point of information.
Yes.
Could we just put a range that for purpose of advertisement that would be in the range of 85 to 95?
I challenge the chair's decision.
Okay, there's been an appeal to the ruling of the chair. Is there a second? There's a second. Okay, I'm going to explain again the reason for my ruling, and that is if we are advertising that we are willing to pay something when we have not gone through our process to approve that we can pay something, that we really can't do that because we haven't agreed that we're willing to do so, that our existing policy on budget is that we do not do things that have a budget impact without prior review and recommendation by the National Finance Committee. So that's the reason for the ruling. Who would like to speak opposed to the ruling
of
the chair? I
would, because I moved to appeal.
Lydia, go ahead.
And so my thought is that the board as a whole, without running it by finance, posted the existing salary, albeit it was the existing salary of the current ED, so there was like no change, but we could have done 85 or whatever, or gone lower, for that matter. The point is that we know it's a negotiated, projected figure anyway, but we want something that will attract candidates, and I think that given the fact that it's time-sensitive, that we need to move on it.
Okay, on order, an appeal to the ruling of the chair as a parliamentary decision has to be about whether that's the parliamentary decision is correct or not, i.e. whether it's correct that it was in order or not, not whether it's okay to violate existing rules of order if it's a good idea. Who would like to speak in favor of the ruling of the chair? Go ahead, Lavarne.
Thank
it's
you.
So rare she speaks in my favor.
Whatever the term is to that. But, you know, we just passed a motion that said the guideline is to hold the expenditures to the 07 level, and I believe it's posted that our current ED, Mr. Guma, receives a salary of $80,000. So we're about to vote, and, you know, we're about to negate a motion we just voted on 2 minutes ago.
Who would like to speak opposed to the ruling of the chair? Okay, since we have no further opposition, I'm not going to call for another statement in support. Lydia, get ready to vote.
Can I just make one statement? I haven't talked at all. I mean,
no.
You guys need to consider that perhaps the reason that people aren't applying for this job is because
no,
they know who they are.
You're out of order, Wendy.
That's only me.
I agree with that.
We're going to maintain order. So all those in favor of the ruling, wait. All those who are in favor of the ruling of the chair, please raise your hand.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
All those opposed?
Two, no.
Now, we're going to proceed. I just want to ask one question. In the language of the ad right now, can you tell us again what the language says? That the salary is $80,000 or it's $80,000 or more depending on experience? So yeah, I do not believe...
It does say negotiable.
Okay, fine.